The Medrash in this week's Parsha has a fascinating conversation that takes place between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu it's the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Hein kavi yamecha lamus." Hein milashon, hein behold. Not a very common term. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. Lama nigzar lev misa b'zeh haleshon hein. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give his final decree against Moshe Rabbeinu with the language of hein? Behold. Kachama Moshe Rabbeinu. Kachama Moshe. Ribono Shel Olam, behein kilasticha. Why did you use the word hein? I praised you with the word hein. Shekein ksiv in Dvarim Perek Yud, hein Hashem Elokecha Shamayim Ushmei Shamayim. I used that word to praise you, and now it's as if you're throwing it in my face. And you use it to say, "Hein kavu yamecha lamus, you're going to die now." Amar lo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Yata zocho b'shar sheshelachticha ligol otan mimitzayim." You amarta li. Moshe Rabbeinu, you have selective memory. You don't remember that 40 years ago, when I sent you to Mitzrayim to take out Bnei Yisrael, and you said to me, "Hein lo ya'aminu li." Behold, they won't believe me. But Moshe Rabbeinu was, so to speak, arguing with the Ribbono Shel Olam by the snare. He didn't want to go. And he said about Bnei Yisrael, "Hein lo ya'aminu li." Did you forget that use of the word hein? Have a therefore hein karvu yamecha lamus. So with that word hein, Kadosh Baruch Hu informs Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to die. What's going on with this word hein? Explains the Chafetz Chaim. Hein, behold, has a certain sense of finality. The Moshe Rabbeinu was taken aback that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's been davening and davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, "Hey, behold, now this is it. No ifs, ands, or buts." It was a harsh term. And why did he use it? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said decades ago, I told you I want you to go take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. You could have said, maybe they won't believe me. You could have said, I'm not sure. They're over there, Avodah Zarah. Who knows? Maybe they've forgotten about you. But you didn't say maybe. You didn't say lie, pen, efsha. You said, hey! Behold, they won't believe me. With such finality, you said that Bnei Yisrael won't believe me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said then, you're wrong, Moshe. Because Bnei Yisrael are ma'amin and Bnei ma'amin. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu gets reminded. Remember, it's the chait of Nei Meriva, Yan lo hemantabi lahakdisheini. You sold Bnei Yisrael short 40 years ago. You said that they won't believe me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's not true. Bnei Yisrael ha-ma'amina b'nei ma'amina. If you can say with such finality, they won't believe me, for now I say with finality, hein kavu yamecha lamus. message seems to be very clear. One should never think that B'nai Yisrael are not ma'aminim. One should never give up hope about B'nai Yisrael. But the Rambam Zatzal, Shishiva Tor V'Das, said there's an additional message. Not only can't you give up hope when it comes to B'nai Yisrael, but you also can't give up hope when it comes to yourself. Don't sell B'nai Yisrael short because they're ma'aminim B'nai ma'aminim. But B'nai Yisrael are ma'aminim not only in the Ribono Shel Olam, but we also have to be ma'aminim in ourselves. We have to believe in our abilities. We're capable of a lot. Sometimes people think that tshuva is so difficult, tshuva is so hard. In last week's parsha, in yesterday's parsha, Torah comes along and says, "Lo v'shamayim hi, v'ficho v'vavcha la'asos." We're capable of becoming better people. We're capable of changes. Maybe not dramatic changes, but certainly incremental ones. We all could do a little bit better. None of us is beyond hope. None of us is so stuck in our ways that we say, "Nah, I am who I am." It's not true. You are what you're capable of becoming. We all are. And we're all capable of more. And don't make the mistake of looking at somebody else and saying, "I'm not capable of being that person." Don't go around saying, "Oh, everybody here is smarter than me. Everybody here is better than me." It's totally irrelevant. The famous statement of the Hasidic Rebbe, Reb Zusha of Anapoli, he said, "I'm not worried that Lachamei V'Esim Shana Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn to me and say, 'Zusha, why weren't you like Moshe Rabbeinu?'" I'm going to say, "Ribono Shel Olam, I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu." He says, "Why weren't you like Rabbi Akiva?" "Aisha, how can I be like Rabbi Akiva? Why weren't you like the Rambam?" "I can't be like the Rambam." "Well, I'm afraid of," he's going to turn to me and say, "Zusha, why weren't you like Zusha? You know what Zusha was capable of." So it doesn't matter if the people around me I think are Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam. The question is what I'm capable of. Forget everybody else. I'm capable of being Zusha. Each one of us is capable of being the person that we are. And I mentioned earlier, but since it's Tuesday's Haftarah, mention it again. Chana davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she asks for a child. V'nasata la'amos chazera anoshim. The Gemara asks, "My zera anoshim." What does that mean? Seed of people. So a number of opinions. Rabbanan Amri and the Chachamim said, Zera Anashim, Zera Shemuv Labein Anashim, someone who just fits into the crowd. What does that mean? Kyosel Abdimi Amar, Lo Arach, Velo Goats, not too tall, not too short, Lo Katon, Velo Elaim, not too weak, not too strong, Lo Tzocha, Velo Gichar, not too dark of a complexion, not too light, Velo Chochem, Velo Tipesh, not too smart, not too foolish. All Chana asked for was, "Give me an average kid." She had Shmuel.
And lest we think that she asked for an average kid, and she got a superior kid. Navi tells us that Chana says, El Hanar Hazeh Hitpalalti. This is the child I davened for. She davened for an average kid, she got an average kid. But Shmuel knew what he was capable of as an average kid. And he used every ounce of his capabilities and he became Shmuel HaNavi. We're not going to become Shmuel HaNavi. But we certainly have capabilities. We certainly could be a little bit better. We can each improve a little bit more. Don't ever, ever give up on Am Yisrael. And don't ever, ever give up on yourselves. Because we come from a very, very long line of Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim. Our ancestors, as Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Sarah, and Rivka, and Rachel, and Leah, they were all Ma'aminim. And it's in our genetic code. And if we're capable of it, and let's take advantage and be, start becoming the people that we're capable of becoming.